Welcome to Meet the Majors podcast series brought to you by Baylor University's Department of Career Counseling. During each episode, a faculty representative will highlight some of the academic features and career opportunities of their respective undergraduate major area. I'm Aaron Baggett, and we're joined today by Dr. Doug Weaver, Director of Undergraduate Studies in the Department of Religion and Associate Professor of Religion. Welcome, Dr. Weaver.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
Tell us about some of the unique features that your program offers.
Okay, I think we're unique in that our degree offers stability and flexibility. When I say stability, we have certain courses we want all our majors to take. For example, each student will take an advanced course in reading the Bible, an advanced course in Christian history, an introduction to world religions, and either an advanced course in Christian ethics or theology. Each major then will have a broad-based education in the field of religious studies, and we think that's very important. But we also offer flexibility in the major. There are several electives so that students can choose from several of our religion courses. Two exciting newer features I want to tell you about are our senior seminar course and our concentrations. Our senior seminar course is like a capstone course, and the students will be in the course with other students that they have journeyed through the major with. Note our title. It is for seniors. It's like a seminar, a graduate class. We really think that students will like our mini concentrations. Within the major, we have set aside 9 hours, which means 3 courses, and a student will take these in one of our areas of specialty. For example, you major in religion, but you might want to have a small concentration in Bible, or ethics, or theology, or church history, world religions, or practical studies. If there is one area of interest for you, we have set it up for you to be able to focus in that area. I think this unique feature in our major of stability and flexibility is something that will attract students, and we really hope they'll consider it.
Yeah. What types of students might find themselves being a good fit in the religion major?
Well, any Baylor student might be a good fit. We hope they'll consider it. We, of course, have students who feel called into the Christian ministry or who want to focus on religious studies at the graduate level. We've also had students who go to law school who major in religion. But we will welcome any student who wants to study religion at a deeper level.
Okay. What type of skills would you say students in this program develop during their coursework?
Well, I think it's a really important question. We believe that a religion major is going to develop excellent reading and writing skills. Let me explain that. They're going to learn how to read the Bible and other primary pieces of Christian literature with more depth and more understanding. They will develop their critical thinking skills and learn how to analyze material in ways they've never done. They will learn how to research in primary and secondary sources. I think these skills, especially reading and writing analytically, are reasons our students are able to go on to graduate school if they so choose. We also have a ministry guidance program that is a part of our major, and it has 3 practical studies courses. It's also an excellent place for students who are already in ministry or going into ministry to develop some skills. They might get to practice preaching or speaking. They learn about pastoral care. There's also an internship that is a part of one of those courses, and we just think that internship is in a local church or a mission setting is a very valuable experience.
If students don't declare this major prior to starting the freshman year, is it possible for them to still graduate in 4 years?
Well, I hope that's one of the advantages of a person coming into our program. We do have students who declare right before they get here as a freshman. They've already maybe accepted a call into the ministry, and they just know that's what they're going to do. But we have plenty of students who will enter our program as sophomores and perhaps even first semester juniors. What often happens is they'll take our introduction to Christian scriptures or introduction to Christian heritage as a freshman, and they'll go, wow, this is a way of studying religion that I just had never thought of before. And then they'll want to join our major. Our major is only 30 hours beyond the core curriculum, so there is time to do our major successfully. And, you know, we'll work with any student.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Are there particular licenses or certifications required for this field of work or needed for advancement purposes, say for ministry, for example?
Well, that's a good question. The answer is generally not, but it depends. So let's go no, but. How about that? Some denominations do require certain educational requirements to be ordained, but students need to remember that our religion major is not a pre-seminary degree. There's no certificate that comes with it. What it is an excellent broad foundation in the study of religion from a Christian perspective. In Baptist life, for example, you get the degree and it's a church or a mission group that might hire you. And that's pretty much going to be the case with almost any group. It's just going to be unlike some of the other majors on campus where you get certified to go into a business field or certified to go into maybe public education. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So in that regard, this is pretty flexible.
Sure, sure. What are some things students can do to best prepare for careers related to this ministry? You mentioned the internships.
Sure. Well, if they're going to go into the ministry, they should be active in their local church. They should perhaps already be volunteering in ministry if they feel called to that. I just think one way to prepare for a career in religious studies is to take our major. I know that sounds funny, but I mean, you're going to get in with us, you're going to study, you're going to talk with other religion majors. It helps decide where you're going to go. If a person knows they're going to do graduate work, and I mean at the top level, PhD, then they should, at whatever point they feel ready, start going to academic conferences. There are some opportunities to go listen to papers of their peers and maybe even deliver a paper. I do want to remind students, however, that that usually goes on at the master's level. Mm-hmm. That doesn't happen a lot mm-hmm. at the undergrad level, but there is some focus on that today. So I just think if a person reads and writes, and especially if they're active in their church, they're going to do quite well.
Okay. Okay. Can you talk about some of the misconceptions or even the biggest misconceptions about your field?
Yeah, I thought about that for a minute. And this is the one I think I want to offer to you because it's a misconception and maybe even a myth that people who are very well-intentioned spread. And it kind of goes like this. A person will go, well, you know, you've been called to the ministry, you want to study religion, but once you go to Baylor, you can do that when you go to graduate school, or you can do that when you go to seminary. So you don't need to major in religion when you're an undergrad, because you'll get that later. Let me say first off, there are some theological seminaries who will admit students who haven't majored in religion. However, from my perspective, that's a mistake. Religion majors, if you talk to them, they're going to tell you they are better prepared for seminary or graduate school, and they got more out of their master's work if they did an undergrad major in religion. Now, there's several reasons for that. One, they've already begun to ask questions that students who don't take any undergrad religion just start asking when they're in seminary. And all of a sudden, they're going to just feel advanced in seminary, and they're going to know. These other students are going, wow, we just never had a chance to ask those kind of questions. And there's also this whole thing of once you know what you want to do, you just should really start preparing for that. Why put that off for 3 or 4 years? And so I do think there's some on-site training. And finally, if going into religious studies is about reading the Bible and reading Christian text, and it's about learning how to analyze them, you need to start as soon as you know that's what you want to do.
In addition to the Bible, what would be some recommended books, authors, things like that?
If you would go to a good bookstore, one that has not only Bibles, but academic resources mm-hmm. for studying Christianity, and you might want to start reading a survey of Christian theology. You might want to start reading a survey of Christian history. Those are always fine, mm-hmm. and those books are not hard to read for anybody who's entering college. But if a person wants to read beyond the Bible to help them see, and I think what's important here is that they see how people live the Bible out in their lives. Well, hopefully through their own church experience, they've heard mm-hmm. a few names. Maybe they haven't. Mm-hmm. But, for example, maybe they've heard of a particular pope that made an impact on the church. Or maybe they've heard of Martin Luther mm-hmm. or John Calvin or John Wesley. Mm-hmm. It would be good to go read some of that in preparation. What I might call, the big names, Augustine. Mm-hmm. And so there are different ways of doing that. They're academic books, they're biographies, and they're out there today, again, in what I call good Christian bookstores, in the sense that they have these books called Classics of Christianity or Classics of Christian Devotion. Mm-hmm. And the names I just mentioned are all there. And what you really do there, you not only read the Bible, but you just see how the Bible was lived out in other people's lives, and you can kind of start, you know, reflecting on how that impacts your own life. And that's not only a good way to study, but it's actually a good way to broaden your perspective on what it means to live as a Christian.
What are some job titles and employers of graduates of this program?
Well, I can start with the titles. I mean, they're endless: pastor, professor, chaplain, minister. The titles for then kind of go into place. You know, where do you serve? Churches, nonprofit organizations, mission agencies, colleges, universities like at Baylor, where I am, Christian high schools. It really just sort of depends on what you're going to do with a religion major. If you're going to go into what I call vocational Christian ministry, it might be a church or something that's connected to missions. If you're going to do what I did, and I did major in religion in college, you're going to take what I call the more academic path, and you're going to go to grad school, and you feel called to teach and educate other people in Christianity.
Okay. Are there particular areas of the country where jobs are more available in this field?
Well, if you're thinking in terms of ministry, ministry can be done anywhere, should be done anywhere. So I don't know that you need to put a geographical limitation on this. This kind of comes down to a personal decision and a personal relationship with God. But normally, a person who gets a degree in religion is usually telling themselves, well, I think I probably ought to go wherever I think God wants me to go. Now, that might be back in Texas, or that might be over in Virginia, or that might be in Indonesia. But nevertheless, I don't know. This is kind of one question when it comes to this particular major.
Sure.
This ought to be broad.
Mm-hmm.
I in my field, in terms of going into teaching, I will say to all the folks out there who listen to this, I kind of thought I would be in a school that was Christian higher education in the United States. But I have friends who did the same thing I did, and they said, well, I want to teach in a school overseas. So there's really no geographical limitation,
mm-hmm.
which should be good for people who are interested in the major.
Sure, sure. Well, last question, is there any final advice or you'd like to offer to students who are listening, or maybe even contact information for how a prospective student could get in touch?
Well, we would just love to have any student who's interested in taking religion courses at Baylor. They are going to take two. The core curriculum requires two, so they're going to get a chance to meet us. We're in the Tidwell Bible Building. They can always come by. Our doors are open. I'm in 104. You can come by. They can find us via email. We answer those kind of things very promptly. I would just like to say I think we have great students. We have great faculty. I think they'd have fun learning with us. And when this interview is over, I might even get you in a class here.
Maybe. Well, we'd like to thank our guest today, Dr. Doug Weaver, and like to thank you for listening.